Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, today's show is zipping right along. We're already up to segment five of hour one. And for the next few minutes of RM World Travel, Mary and I, we're going to take you to Des Moines, Iowa, located in the 29th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1846, and known as the Hawkeye State, because it's time for Destination Spotlight number 47 in our series. Before we do that, however, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Right. Well, we're in the midst of graduation season, and Father's Day is in 2 weeks.
Yes,
maybe you're looking for a special birthday gift or an anniversary gift. Well, we suggest giving the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation and sophisticated style, something Travel Pro is well known for.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with Platinum Elite. Rudy uses their MaxLite 5 series, and they have some other series as well you can check out. Whatever you prefer, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's talk Des Moines as Greg Edwards, their tourism CEO, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Greg. Nice to connect with you. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Hey, thank you for having me. So excited to be with you.
Well, appreciate that. So, you know, listen, we started this popular Destination Spotlight series in our program back in early 2017, and a little more than 2 years ago, on our January 29th, 2017 live broadcast, Gary Slater joined us to talk about the Iowa State Fair. It's the only state fair that we featured in the series, and as we've told people over the years, if you want to go experience America, the Iowa State Fair is a great place to do it. So it is located in Des Moines. For folks who have never been there, Greg, share a little bit about what's offered and how big a draw it is to your city.
The Iowa State Fair is actually USA Weekend rated it as one of the top 10 things you must do before you die, and that is the Iowa State Fair. It attracts a million people every summer, generally runs around the first part of August, 12 days, and it's just tremendous. It's everything that you expect in a fair, you know, from the rides to the midway to all the different free shows, the big grandstand shows they bring in. And it's just really a nice piece of Americana.
It definitely is. We had a great time when we were there. And Greg, I'm a big fan of art and photography. I was so impressed with the photography exhibit there. And it sort of led me to explore the art scene a little bit more in Des Moines while we were there. And it's a lively art scene. I feel like it's a bit of a hidden gem in the art world. And I know you have the Des Moines Art Festival coming at the end of this month. You've got the Art Center, the Civic Center, concerts. It's like asking you to pick a favorite kid, which you can't, but anything stand out for you
and
as
even
a favorite?
Papa John
sculpture
park
garden.
Is there too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know, one of our big gems is the Papa John Sculpture Park, which is located right downtown, over $45 million of outdoor art sculpture. But you're so right. I mean, Des Moines is a huge art and culture community, whether it be performing arts to our world-class art museum. We now have a new thing downtown that's called the Art Route, and it's essentially marked throughout our sidewalks and crosswalks. You follow the dots and takes you to all the different public art around downtown. And being, you know, the capital city also of Iowa, there's a great deal of art and sculpture up around our Capitol building, too, which is one of the most beautiful Capitol buildings in the country.
Yeah, that's a draw to the area. There's no question. You know, so Des Moines and Chicago share more than about a five-hour ride across I-80. You're also connected by the Cubs, and although I haven't done it, I'm a big baseball fan. I hear that catching a game at Principal Park in Des Moines is one of the better places to experience a AAA game. Is that true?
Really is, yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. We are the AAA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, and we get so many of the Cubs, the big Cub players that come down here maybe to rehabilitate an injury or what have you. It's one of the biggest draws in AAA baseball. We've got a beautiful park here called Principal Park. Of course, runs all summer long. It's very affordable. Tickets are $10 or less. There's always specials on hot dogs and beer and all those great things that go along with baseball as well. And it's also located just a short walk from downtown, just a few blocks outside of downtown.
Greg, I want to talk about the slogan. Your entire positioning of Des Moines involves the slogan, catch what you've been missing. And it has to do, I think, with the city not being defined by one single thing or a place. What does catch what you've been missing mean to you, Greg? And what should it mean to travelers listening around the country right now?
Well, it's really the old FOMO, the fear of missing out. And people who come to Des Moines for the first time, as you've stated, it's a very surprising, super place to visit with so much to offer that, you know, from sporting events to cultural and arts to, you know, we have an amazing amusement park, the State Fair, just on and on and on. And, you know, it is one of those places we want you to catch what you've been missing, because so many people, you know, Iowa's always been known as a flyover state or a drive-through state on I-80 or I-35 from north to south. And it is worth a stopover and enjoy the Midwestern hospitality.
Well, yeah. Greg,
we have here.
Real quick, one fact, you got 10 seconds on Des Moines that you think will surprise somebody and entice them to come visit.
I think really that our entire metro area, we've got it all here, from professional sports to arts museums to zoos to amusement parks. We've got it all.
All right, so that's why the slogan, catch what you've been missing. Folks, if you want to do that, just catchdesmoines.com. Greg, enjoy the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, there goes Greg. And if you want to go to the Iowa State Fair, folks, August 8th through the 18th, and check out the Butter Cow and everything you can eat on a stick. Right now, a reminder, all of the places that we are covering, they're on our homepage under Destination Spotlight. That's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. Hour 2 is straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back with you, talking everything and anything in the world of travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.